Okay, good morning, and today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. Last line on Yudim Beis.
Good morning, Frank.
At the two dots. So going back to the Mishnah on Davav, the Mishnah discusses the idea of Kmitza. So Kmitza is where the Kohen, after he's given the bowl that has in it the dough, the flour and oil, as well as the spices, the Lavona, the Kohen takes the bowl of the Mincha, presents it to the corner, that's called Hagasha. He just presents it, touches it for a moment against the southwestern corner. And then the Kohen does the service of Kmitza, which is the equivalent of Shechita in an animal. So what does he do? He puts his hand into the bowl, and he gathers a fistful, then he lifts the fistful out. This is the Kmitza. Then he goes to another holy vessel, drops the fistful into that. Then he goes back to the bowl and he collects all the little pieces of Lavona, the special spice, puts that into the holy vessel. Then he walks the holy vessel over to the Mizbeach, goes up all the way around on the top of the Mizbeach to where the salt is, puts salt into the vessel, then walks over to the big fire, and he throws the komets and lavona and salt into the fire to fulfill the mitzvah of haktara, of the offering of the mincha. So the Mishnah said, kamatz, if the Kohen took a fistful, va'ala biyado tzror, and it's not a full palm worth, it's not a full 3 fingers worth. Why? Because inside the 3 fingers, there's a pebble, or gargar melach, how do they translate gargar?
Not right.
A grain of salt. Okay, yeah, a little piece of salt. Oh, koret lavona, or even a little piece of the spice. But he doesn't have the 3 fingers filled only with the dough, because he's got the spice there filling some of the space. So that is pasul. That is a disqualified melicha. I'm sorry, disqualified kmitza, and the mincha is ruined. So three. So even better. So he gets more. Depends on each hand. But if the hands are not filled fully, because some of it's not just dough, there's also this salt or spice or pebble in it, so then the mincha is pasul. So the Gemara now asks, why do you have to give 3 examples of the same principle? Mm-hmm. It's one principle, namely the 3 fingers have to be fully full. So why give 3 examples of how it wouldn't be full? Not full because of salt, not full because of spice, not full because of a pebble. So Kohani Lavali, why do we need so many examples? Answers the Gemara, we need each one. Tzricha, I need all of them. If the Mishnah would have said that when he puts his hand in and he gets a pebble, it's not a kosher kmitza. I'll say, you know what? Why a pebble's not a kosher kmitza? Mishnah delav basak ravahi, because you can't offer a pebble. A pebble's not part of the carbon. Avol melach the basak ravahi, but salt, which is ultimately going to be offered. He's going to add salt to it. So that's something which belongs on the mizbeach in the fire. Same with tiskasher. Maybe that doesn't ruin the kmitza. Maybe that gets absorbed in the kmitza. So then I need to tell you that even that doesn't get absorbed. That also ruins it. V'itana melach, and if it would have said pebble and salt, I would say to lo ikva badi mincha meikara, maybe salt doesn't get added to the komets, because salt is not supposed to be in the bowl initially. Initially what you have in the bowl is oil, flour, oil, and spices. But you don't have in the bowl salt. Salt is going to go later. But that's why salt, if it's there at the time of kmitza, which it shouldn't be, that's why it would make it pasul. But when you talk about the spices, the ikva bahadi mincha meikara, they belong with the mincha from the very beginning. So then, if the spice gets into the fingers, ema tiskasher, I would think that maybe it is kasher. That's why the Mishnah has to tell me that all three cases, it's a pasul kmitza, and it is therefore a pasul mincha. So the Mishnah explained, why is it that when a Kohen takes a fistful, and in the fistful there is a pebble, or salt, or lavona, the kmitza, the fistful is pasul, and the mincha is pasul? Mipnei sha'amru, because our sages have taught, HaKometz HaChaser O HaYaser Pasul. A fistful that's missing, it's not exactly full, it's not all packed in with dough, there's something else in there, or it's not the full amount, it's Pasul. A fistful that's too much, a little bit more than the three fingers worth, would also be Pasul. So Gemara says, why do you say that that's the reason? My iria Mishim Chaser V'Yaser. Why did the Mishnah have to say that the reason why it's Pasul if you have a pebble in the hand is because you don't have the full amount of dough, v'tepekle mishum chatzitza. I'll tell you why it's possible, because there's now a barrier between the dough, the mincha, and the hands. And barriers disqualify things, the same way when a person goes to the mikvah, and there would be a barrier on the skin between the body and the water. It's not a kosher immersion. So here too, there's a barrier between the dough and the hand. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, you know what the case of the Mishnah is? Minatzad, where this pebble's on the side, right over here. The pebble's on the side. No, it's not a barrier. It's not between the hands. It's not between the fingers and the dough. It's off on the side, right at this part, right at the very side, there's a tiny pebble. So it's actually not a barrier, but it's possible because it means that if you have a pebble there, you don't have dough there, so you don't have the right amount of dough, or it's possible because it's too much. So that's why it's possible. Amalei Abaye l'Rava. Abaye said to Rava, Ketzad komtzin. How does the Kohen do this taking of the fistful? What is the hand motion for kemitza? So Amar Lei, so Rava answered him, the way you do kemitza is kedekamtzi inchi. The way people do kemitza, the way people normally take a fistful. So Rashi says what the Gemara thought this meant was that with your whole hand, you go with your hand into the bowl and you take a whole fistful. So one second, we always talk about this, three fingers worth, not a whole hand worth. But this sounds like in a conscientious, the way people do it, the whole hand worth. So the Gemara says, is that really true? Are all the fingers used to take the fistful? Esve, I'll challenge you from the fact that there is a brisa. The brisa is talking about all the fingers and how each finger in the hand has a different role in the Beis HaMikdash. So, Zuzeres, this finger, what we call the pinky, has a role because this finger is what is the measurement called a Zeres, and you need the Zeres to determine the sizes of the Choshen, of the breast, of the the breastplate, which was Zeres Arka. It was, that means each one of the squares for the stones, I believe, was a Zeres long. So this finger is for the Zeres measurement. Zu, the second finger, we call the ring finger, is Kemitza. That's where we start the fistful from. The second finger, this one. Right? Zeres, and this is Kemitza. The third finger, the long finger, is Amma. That's how you measure an Amma. An Amma is from the top of this finger all the way to the elbow. That's an Amma. And the fourth finger is Etzba. That's called Etzba. It's not called Zeres. So when the Torah says, well, we spoke about it yesterday, in the Chatas, the Kohen has to dip his finger into the blood and then smear it on the corner, he uses this finger, the etzba. And finally, zu, the thumb, is called gudal. Gudal is what the Torah, also we spoke about yesterday, when, let's say, Metzorah has to have the blood of the asham sprinkled on the right thumb, and then the oil sprinkled on top, on the right thumb, that's on this finger, on the gudal.
So the chicken.
That's right, right. The chicken also, the malika. Very good. So, but what we see here in the Mishnah is that the Mishnah clearly says that the second finger, the fourth finger, what we call the fourth finger, that is called kmitza. That's where kmitza starts. So it's not the kmitza is with all five fingers. It's with the fourth finger. So what did you mean when you said kmitza is kedekamtzi inchi, the way people do it with seemingly all five fingers? So Gemara says, well, you use all five fingers, ela lahashvos, because you have to have exactly, you have to have, right, we just said, it can't be chaser, it can't be missing, and it can't be too much. So he goes in with the hand, he takes the fistful, but maybe there's going to be some flour and oil sticking out over here, so he has to use this finger to rub that off. And you have some extra flour and oil sticking out by the second finger, he has to use the thumb finger to rub it off. Because it has to be exactly, lo chaser lo yaser. It has to be not less and not too much. So it can't be too much. He's using all five fingers for the rubbing off on the sides. But in total, what's in the fingers, it's in three fingers, it's not in five fingers. So it's this amount, these three fingers, but he's using these fingers, lahashvos, to make it, you know, exact.
He cannot use his right hand to...
No, it's all on this, because only service with the right hand, so, right, we otherwise use the left hand. Right. All service has to be with the right hand. So now the Gemara says, Heichi Avid, how would he actually do the kmitza? How does he actually do the kmitza? Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia says in the name of Rav, Chofe Shalosh Etzbosav, he spreads out his three fingers, Ad Shemagia Al Pas Yado, till they get to the palm of his hand, the komates, and in that way he takes a fistful. Tanya Namidach, we also learned in a brace like this. The verse says, V'kamat Misham Melo Kumtso, and he is to take a fistful from there, the full komates. So Yachol Mevorat, maybe it means that he puts his fingers in, he takes a fistful, and even if there's a lot of dough so that his fingers have to be separate from each other because there's so much dough in between them, that would also be okay. In other words, like overflowing. Tamar Lomar Bikumtso, in his fistful. Can't be more than what's in the fistful. Yachol Berashi Etzbosav, maybe it's actually small. Maybe it's not that the fingers go to the palm, to here, but the fingers go to here, the top of the fingers. So it's actually just in there. Talmud Lomar Melo Kumtso. That's what the verse says, the full of his fistful. Haketzad. So how does it work? It's like this. Chofe Shalosh Etzbosav Al Pas Yado V'komates. He spreads out the three fingers all the way till the palm of his hand, and he has the fistful in them. B'mach vasuva marcheshes, we learned briefly over Shabbos that there are certain karbanos mincha where the flour and oil are baked, and then they're broken up into pieces, and only after they're broken up into baked pieces does the kohen do the kmitza. So in those, mochek begudlo milmala, so it's no way he's going to have exactly the material to fill the three fingers. There's going to be extra little chunks sticking out. So he has to erase with the thumb on the top. Uvetzbo ktana milmata. With the zeres, with the pinky, he's got to erase on the bottom of those three pinches. And as Baruch pointed out, it's a little bit uncomfortable, right, to get exactly the three fingers full, and then to use the other fingers to rub off whatever is extra. Zui avoda kasha sheba mikdash. This is the hardest service in the Beis HaMikdash. It's physically, it requires dexterity and strength and skill. This is hard. Good morning. So the Gemara says, Zui, this is the hard one. The sulo, nothing more. Va'ika malika. What, you know, with using the thumb to hold the bird's neck between two fingers, using the thumb to go through the back and sever the whole thing till you get to the last pipe. That's not so easy. Ha'ika chafina. What about the service in the Kodesh HaKodashim, where the Kohen has to somehow tilt the spoon of Ktores into his two hands without dropping a single seed, a single drop of Ktores? That's hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Elazuhi, so the way to change the brisa, this, the kmitzas, achas mi'avodos kashrus b'mikdash. One of the hard services of the mikdash, not the only hard service of the mikdash. Let's go into further detail of how they did the kmitza. Amarav Papa, Rav Papa said, pshitali, it's obvious to me. The verse says, v'kamatz misham melo kumtso. So melo kumtso means, kidekamtzi inchi. The way people normally do kmitza, the way people normally would do taking a fistful. So what does it mean, kidekamtzi inchi? So Rashi says, machnis tzide etzbaosav. He puts in the sides of his fingers, the dochek bakemach, and he pushes against the flower, the hakemach nichnas besoch yada, and the flower goes into his hand. So he has the bowl, he puts his hand into the bowl like this, and then he slides from the flower into the hand. He folds the middle three fingers against the palm of his hand, and he turns his hand out like this, and he lifts it up. So he goes in, he closes dough into his hand, lifts it up like that, first having rubbed off the excess to make sure the full three fingers are stuffed with the kohens. That's the way people do it. So now, questions. This is what Rav Papa said. So now, boy, Rav Papa, this is what Rav Papa said. Now Rav Papa has questions. What about kamatz birashe etzbaosav mai? What would the halacha be if he did the kmitza by the tops of his fingers? In other words, instead of going in like this, he went in like this with his palm down, and like this he did a kmitza. So instead of going in and then from the going in vertically and then bringing in from the side, he went in with the palm facing down like that. Is that okay? Kamatz birashi etzbaosav. Next question of Rav Papa. What about minatzdadimai? What about if the kometz came in through the sides? In other words, he put his hand back down into the bowl, and the side from the sides, the dough rolled into the hand, and then he closed his fingers on it. Or what would be mimata lemala? He put the back of his hand into the mixture, and he actually dug in, and he, from the bottom he put up. So not that it came in from the sides, but he just put his hand in, and it came in like that. And he puts his hands in, and he then lifts his fingers up from the bottom going up. Would these be kosher acts of kmitza? We don't know. We don't know. All right, another question. Boy, Rav Papa. Rav Papa had a question. Davke lekometz bedofne demana. We know that after he takes the fistful, he's supposed to drop it into a holy vessel. So what happens if instead of dropping it into the holy vessel, he glues it to the wall of the vessel? My, so what's the halacha now? He had to put it into a vessel. It's in a vessel. He has to place it in it. Placing it, it means it goes to the bottom of the vessel, not on the side. But leka, maybe it's no good. Teiku, we don't know the answer to this question either. Boy, Mar Baravashi had another question. I'm sorry, I think I skipped a bit. I skipped, yeah. Let's go back. I skipped the issue about the Ktores. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, "Pshitali melo chafnav." It's obvious to me that when we have the law of Yom Kippur, that the Ktores has to go into the two hands of the Kohen Gadol from the spoon. So it's kedachafni inshi. It's the way people normally have things in their palms, that their sides of their hands go in, and they put everything in. Right? You put the two sides together, and you roll all the Torahs into it. But boy, Rav Papa had the same question that he had about Torahs. He had about Torahs. What about Chafan Barashi Etzbos of Mahu? What would the halacha be if he got it into his hands through the tops of his fingers? In other words, he went in like this to try to take all the Torahs. Or Minat Tadim Mahu? What would be if he put his hands in and then from the sides it rolled into his hands? Chafan Bezu. The caravan Zoetzel Zo Mahu. What would the halacha be if he pours it into one hand and he pours it into the other hand and he brings the hands together instead of having the two hands together from the very beginning? So again, on all these questions, it's also Teku, he doesn't know. So now, Boy Rav Pap asks, once the Kometz goes into, after it's taken, it goes into a holy vessel, what happens if Davke the Kometz bidafnea demana? What happens if he sticks the Kometz on the wall of the holy vessel? My, what's the halacha? Totally, but you know, does it have to be in the vessel? What you can, it is. Oh, Dilma, maybe anacha besocha, but it has to be placed in the vessel, the lekha, that you don't have. Teku, we don't know. Boy, Marbar Avashi had a question. Hafche lemanet. Let's say the vessel has like a little bump on the bottom. So he turns it over. By turning it over, there's also a receptacle now on it. So if you turn over the vessel, that's like you turn over this cup. In the bottom of it, there's a little place where you can put stuff. So what happens if you turn over the vessel and Vidavki lekometz bar isei demana, and he puts the kometz on the floor, right on the bottom of the vessel. My, what's the halacha? Hanacha besocho beina. Do we need to have a placement inside the vessel? Vayika, that you have. Odoma kitzikuno beina. It has to be a vessel the right way, not a vessel upside down. Vayika, that you don't have now. Teku, again, we do not know the answers to these questions.
Rabbi, the measurements here with the three fingers. We can't have a measurement. Cup or something
with fingers.
It had to be done by the fingers.
That's it.
Old school.
That's it. Okay, the Mishnah now continues with the laws of the Mincha. Keitzadu Ose. How does he do the service of the Kemitza? He puts his hand into the dough. He pushes the dough into the hand. Poshet esbaosav al pasyado. He now spreads out his fingers all the way till the palm, till the bottom, till the palm. That is the kemitza. No more, no less. What happens if in the mincha, we know the mincha is supposed to be, let's say, a typical mincha, mincha solas. It's an isaron, a flour, a log of oil, and a kometz, a fistful of lavona, which is at least two pieces. Let's say riba shamna. Let's say he put in too much oil. Instead of a log of oil, he put in too much oil. Or chiser shamna, instead of a log, he put too little oil. Chiser lavonasa, he didn't put in enough spices. Psula, the mincha is possible. Says the Gemara, hey chidami riba sham, what's the situation of putting in too much oil that makes it possible? Amr Belazar said it's like this, k'gon shehifrish lashnei lugin. He said, here's flour for my mincha, and he's saron. And he said, and here are two lugin for my mincha, two lugin of oil. So Gemara says, why is that the case? The lukma, why don't you say k'gon to arev ba shem and dechulin? Maybe too much oil is where he added to the log of oil. He added some more oil of chulin, of not cold holiness. Or shemen dechavrita, he took oil from another mincha and he added to it. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me shemen dechulin v'shemen dechavrita lo pasul, maybe oil that's chulin or oil of a friend doesn't disqualify. Is that so? If you'd say that, mincha schote, the mincha of a sinner, of a person who walked into the temple when he was impure by mistake, the pasul b'shemen echi mishkachasla, how would there ever be a disqualification of too much oil in it? If it's its own oil, halesa, it doesn't have its own oil. So that's chulin oil. Either chulin of the chavetah with somebody else's oil, or if it's the oil of chulin, or amatul apostle. He said it doesn't possible. So therefore, the Gemara says no. What we just said is wrong. So what did Rabbi Elazar mean to say? Rabbi Elazar means to say lo mi baya kam. I don't even need to tell you is what he's trying to say. Lo mi baya the chulin of the chavetah the apostle. If somebody adds to a mincha some oil that's not holy, or some oil from another mincha, he disqualifies the mincha. But Rabbi Elazar is saying, but if he would separate for this mincha two lugin of oil when it only needs one log, you might have thought, since this one could be good for it and that one could be good for it, so maybe that's a reason not to disqualify it. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush, and even so it's disqualified. Umanalil Rabbalazar ha? How does Rabbalazar know this? Amar Rava. So Rava answered. Masnising Shite. He had a difficulty with the language of the Mishnah. Mayir Yudatani Riba Shamna. Why does the Mishnah say if he increased its oil? Listni Riba La Shemen. Why didn't it say if he increased for it oil? Why it oil its oil? El HaKamashman, that's the point. The Chiddush is Afagav de Frish Lashne Lugin, even though he's separated for this Mincha, two Lugin of oil, but he's increasing its oil. It's supposed to only have one log of oil, and therefore it is no good. Mishnah said further, Chisar Livonasa Psula. If he puts less Livona than he should, it is possible. Less spice than he should, it's possible. Tan Rabban Lindin Abraisa. Chasar Vamdal Karet Echad. Let's say he put in the right amount, but now what's left is only one piece. So now it is psula al shnei karton. But if you put in the right amount, and now it's down to only two pieces, ksheira, it is kasha. Dev Rabbi Yehuda, that's the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, no, even al kart echad, even if only what's left is one piece of spice, ksheira, it's kasha. Pachos mikan, if less than one piece, then it would be possible.
Wasn't that from where did the original amount?
Yes.
So where did the other Livona go? What are they talking about here?
Yeah, maybe a wind came and blew it out.
Not in his hand, because maybe when he looked at the bread, he looked at the wheat, right?
Correct. No, it's not in his hand. So 1 second, here it would be Shimon, but time we looked at a brother Brysa, that Rabbi Shimon says, Kometz ulavona shachasar kalshu, a fistful of dough, or a Livona that's missing any little bit of it, it's possible. Why says you have to change that braisa? Tani, you have to change that braisa. Koret levana. If you're down to the last piece of spice, and that last piece goes missing somewhat, shachaser kalshu, then it is pasul. Ibai same. What's your name? I can tell you. Kan belevona haba imamincha. The first braisa is talking about the spices that come along with the mincha. So the spices that come along with the mincha, if they go missing, as long as there is one piece left, it's going to be kosher, according to Rabbi Shimon. Kan b'levona ba b'fnei atzma. Or, but it, when the Braisa says that if any of the levona is missing, it's no good, that's where someone donated a mincha of just spices. He donated the just spices, and if any of that goes missing, it's no good. Amr Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef says, "Name Rav Yochanan." Now to create a chart for us, Shalosh Machlukos Badavar. There are really three positions. There's a position of our Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah. It doesn't tell us who it is. So if it's a Stam Mishnah, it's Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir suffered. Meir holds like this: you have to put into a mincha a kometz, a fistful worth of spices. That kometz betchila has to be there at the end, has to be there basof. At the time that you put from the mincha into the fire, a full kometz has to go into the fire of spices. Any of the spices missing, it's possible. That's the view of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda sub, Rabbi Yehuda holds, kometz betchila. You start off with a kometz. But a little bit can go missing, as long as you're left with two pieces, shnei kratim basof, as long as you have the two pieces left, it's still kosher. And Reb Shimon says, you start with a kometz betchila. As long as you have a kort echad, as long as you're left with one piece, it is kosher. And what's the source? Shlashdan mikra echad darshan. They're all arguing how to explain one pasuk. The pasuk says, He's to take from it with his fists. Misolas ha-mincha, from the fine flour of the mincha umishamna. And then the verse goes on to say, ve'eskol avona asher la-mincha. And in addition, all of the spices that are on the mincha, ve'hiktir. So it says, ve'eskol ha-mincha, ve'eskol avona asher la-mincha. So there are a lot of words there. Ve'eskol avona asher la-mincha. Rabbi Meir, Sever Meir says, that's to tell like this, Adi Isa Lulavona, Di Ikva Badi Mincha Meikara. The only correct haktara, the only correct offering, is when you have in that holy vessel all of the Lavona that had gotten the name Mincha from the very beginning when you put it all in a bowl. Rabbi Yehuda, Sever, since it says all these extra words, Es Kol HaLavona, so would it just say the word Kol, it would mean Afilu Chadkort, even if you only have one piece left. Then it says the word S, L'rabos kort acher. That's until you have a second piece. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be left with two pieces. And Rabbi Shimon, lo darish S, he doesn't darish the word S. That's why he says you can be left with one piece because it says the word kol.
So Rabbi, it sounds like even two fingers is kosher. So they left like the third finger. Like for handling, you know, a little bit more, a little bit less.
No, three fingers. Kometz is always three fingers.
I know, but at the minimum, two fingers was okay too, right? At the minimum.
No. We're talking about the spices now.
No spice. Oh.
Right? We're saying that the spices, three fingers worth of spices are put in, but then maybe something blows off.
The dough is three fingers, and the spices are
three fingers worth of spice, but it's different.
Oh, I see.
The three fingers are taken from the dough.
Okay.
The amount of spices put in is an amount to fill three fingers.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's two eggs worth. I mean, it's one egg worth. Okay. V'am Reb Yitzchak bar Yosef and Reb Yochanan. Reb Yitzchak, the son of Reb Yosef, says the name of Reb Yochanan. Machlokes b'levona ba'im ha-mincha. The whole argument is if you have spices accompanying the mincha, which is a normal thing. Minchas nedava has spices with it. Minchas solas. Avol b'levon abab if ne'asa. But if somebody donated just the spices, then divrei hakol, then everybody agrees. Kometz batchili has to put in a fistful, three fingers worth of spices to start. The kometz basof, and he has to have that full three fingers worth of spices at the end. Lahachi itzrich, that's what the pasuk had to say. Asher ala mincha, that which is with the mincha. The bahadei mincha in. When it's with the mincha, then you have the drasha of es and the drasha of kol. But bifnei atzma, when you have spices by themselves, lo, you don't have these interpretations, and you have to have the full amount of spices till the very end. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef and Rav Yochanan. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef said another law in the name of Rav Yochanan. Machlokas, this argument about how many spices can be left for you still to be able to have it be a kasher mincha, is b'levon abba im mincha. That's with the spices that come with the mincha. Ava b'levon abba b'vazichin, but the spices that are in the spoons, that are on the shulchan, together with the lechem apanim. Devri akol, everybody agrees, shnei k'matzim b'tchila, you need two fistfuls to start. Shnei k'matzim b'sof. And you need two fistfuls at the end going into the fire. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course. It's not, you don't have this pasuk of es kol halavona in regards to the bazich, in regards to the spoons. So Gemara answers, Mal, the Tem would have thought to say, Kevne bahadi lechem asya, since the spoons are also with a bread, they're with the bread of lechem apanim, ke asher al hamincha danya. So they are included in the verse, asher al hamincha, of spices with the mincha. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush that not. So now says the Gemara, pligi ba, this issue of spices on its own really is an argument between Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Chad Amar once said machlokes, all these three different views of the Tanoim. Do you have to start with this amount of spices and end with it, or can you go down to two, or can you even go down to one piece? Machlokes b'levon abba min amincha. That argument is with the spices that come with the mincha. Ava b'levon abba b'fnei atzma, but spices that come on their own. If someone just donated spices, divrei hakol kometz b'tchila v'kometz basof. Everybody agrees. He puts in a fistful to start, a fistful at the end. Can't be missing anything. Chadamer, but the other one said no. Kemachlokas bezu, kach machlokas bezu. The same three-way argument that you had in regards to the spices with a mincha would be true of the spices just by themselves. If the spices are offered just by themselves, again, you'd have these three opinions. Reb Meir says you can't have anything missing of it when you do the Akhtara. Reb Yehuda would say you could go down to two pieces. And Reb Shimon said you could even go down to one piece. The Mishnah says, Chiser levonasa psula. If he subtracts from the amount of spices, it doesn't put in the right amount, it's pasul. Hayaser, that sounds like if he puts in too much. Kosher, it's kosher. I have a time, but the Brisa says yaser psula, it's also pasul. So I'm Rami Bar Chama gave the following answer. Kagon shifr shlash nekmatzin. If he gave two fistfuls worth of spices, he's only supposed to put in one fistful worth of spices, and he put in two, so that already would make it possible. But if instead of putting in one fistful, he puts in one fistful and a piece, that's where the Mishnah is saying it would be kasha. V'amar Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama said further, Hifish Lashnek Matzim, let's say he intended for this mincha two fistfuls of spices, but before he took a fistful of the dough, one of the fistfuls of spices went missing. So lo hukvu, the mincha is kosher. It hasn't gotten yet the name mincha yet. But if he took the fistful when there are two fistfuls of spices, he took the fistful of dough when there are two fistfuls of spices in the bowl, hukvu, so by taking the kmitza, everything became a mincha. It's now a mincha with way too many spices, it becomes pasul. V'amar Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama taught another halacha. Hifrish arba k'matzim l'shnei bazichin. Let's say he put four fistfuls of spices for the two spoons on the shulchan with the lechem upon it. If avdu shnayim men, if two of those fistfuls go missing, kodem siluk bazichin, before the spoons are removed, lo hukfu, they didn't create a problem. Because again, the removing of the spoons from the shulchan is the equivalent of knitza. But if liachar siluk bazichin, he removed the spoons, and then the extra spices fall away, sorry, it's already too late. Hukfu, it all became part of one big mincha, and it's all pasul. Hasulamli, why do we have to give this extra example of the spoons once we taught this law with the kmitz of a mincha? And so the kainu hach, it's the same law. So the Gemara says, no, I might have thought there's a difference. Ma'udatim would have thought, kevin debarer komitz tidei, since with the spoons I see that fistful, right? The spoons are clear. So therefore, came Chigiyaz Mana Lefork. I might have thought once it's the time to remove it. Kimad de Pirke Dami, it's as if it's already removed. And it would be Koveya. The name Mincha would establish the name Mincha. And since you have too much, it would create a problem. Kamash Mala, that's the Chiddush. And it doesn't create a problem. So just to start the Mishnah now teaches us that the same law that we had of the wrong thoughts creating a problem in a karban, namely Pigul, applies to a Mincha too. Hakomitzes haMincha. Therefore, if a person takes a fistful of dough from the mincha, lechol shiareh b'chutz, and he declares, "I'm going to eat the leftovers of this mincha in the wrong place, outside the Beis Hamikdash," or even if he says, "I'm going to eat kizayis m'shiareh b'chutz, an olive worth of the leftovers outside," or he says, "Lahakter kumtze b'chutz, I'm going to burn this fistful outside of the Beis Hamikdash," or kizayis kumtze b'chutz, or half, or an olive worth of the komitz outside, or lahakter levonasa b'chutz, or he says he's going to offer the spices in the wrong place. So that's where he has an intention of aktara or achila of chutz l'mkomo. Pasul, the mincha is disqualified. You can't eat it. However, if you do ein bo kares, it wouldn't be the punishment of kares if you did eat it. But if when he did the komitz, he said he's going le'achol shi'areh le'machar, he's going to eat the leftovers the wrong time, tomorrow, or kezayis b'shi'areh le'machar, even just an olive worth of the leftovers tomorrow, or lahakter kumtze le'machar, or to offer the fistful the wrong time, or kezayis mikumtze le'machar, or an olive worth of the fistful at the wrong time, or lahakter levonas le'machar, or to offer the spices the wrong time tomorrow, then it becomes pigul. And therefore, if somebody would eat from it, chayav and alav kares, he would get kares for eating from it.